This is Holly Berger. Today is October 9th, 2011, and this is Sunday Morning Meditation. I appreciate all of you joining me today, bringing the frequency into the most appropriate place. I wanted to let you know that the next free Sunday Morning Meditation is November 6th, so I hope you all will mark your calendars and join me on November 6th. I have added a new class to my lineup, and it is called Connect with Spirit Study Group. If you're interested in finding out about Connect with Spirit Study Group, you can look on my website or call me. Connect with Spirit Study Group is October 12th. Teleconnect with Spirit is October 18th. I also would love to hear about your experiences. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at holly@lightworkersalliance.com. Holly@lightworkersalliance.com. So sit back, relax. Again, if you can put your feet flat on the floor and if you're in a straight back chair, that's phenomenal. It's the best position for meditating. It's the best position for energy flow through your body. Your spine straight, your feet on the floor, able to ground. Doesn't matter if you have on shoes. Take a few deep breaths. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy send forth now an appropriate sacred space for each one of us. We ask that this sacred space be created from Christ Consciousness Light. We ask that each of us be sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. In our divine sacred spaces, we allow only frequencies of Christ Consciousness Light. We ask that all other things be surrounded with light and be taken onto their own highest outworkings, their exits healed and sealed, their entrances healed and sealed. We ask that this release protocol help us deal with anything that we can release in this moment, any thoughts, entities, any past lives, any negative experiences, worries, traumas, dramas, anything resisting our divine path, anything in the subconscious mind that can be released and healed in this moment, we ask that Source assist us now. And we allow that to continue gently while we continue to set our sacred space. We ask that Source, the I Am Presence, send forth our guides, angels, any ascended masters or archangels that we work with personally. We welcome all frequencies of pure Christ Consciousness Light sent to us through the divine. We ask that Source assist us today in grounding, each one of us grounding and connecting to the core of our planet Earth. Also connecting with Gaia, the soul of our planet. All connections as appropriate for each individual being, working with their highest and best good, following their divine accordance. We welcome Gaia and Earth to send light back up our beautiful, strong grounding cords all the way to our physical bodies. And as our light merges with the gifts we are receiving in this moment, we send our consciousness up to connect with the light above us that is our high selves. And even further, we send our light up following a crystalline cord of light to a great sun. Imagine the highest, most advanced frequencies of light and allow yourself to imagine your connection with this light. At this place, the Creator and Source, you will connect with all things appropriate for you. We ask that we be guided in this meditation today to receive information that is appropriate for our own individual journeys, healing, movement on the planet, expansion, our divine accordance. We open our hearts, minds, souls, and spirits to receive all that is appropriate from the divine. We ask for assistance in centering, releasing, healing, and aligning. Bring your consciousness along with any gifts that the divine offers you in this moment. You don't have to know what they are. Just open your consciousness to accept them in their most purest form. Bring your consciousness all the way back down to your physical body. Bringing source light, Gaia's light, earth light, all to the physical body and becoming a great expansive pillar so that source may communicate through you with the core of the earth, and earth and Gaia may communicate through you with the divine I Am presence. Take a moment to breathe this in. We are grateful for the beautiful light that is presented forth today. We are grateful for our guides, all beings of light around us. And with this gratitude, we open our meditation. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. Imagine now as you sit in your chair, in the frequencies that you have just elevated, in the consciousness and awareness that is yours, imagine that there is a ball of light in your solar plexus. Imagine that this ball of light is a blessing from the divine, but also nurtured from the core of the earth. Imagine that it begins to turn a very deep blue, a beautiful, strong indigo blue. The blue may hearken the energy of Archangel Michael, strong, protective, balanced, pure. Imagine that this light, fed by the divine, begins to grow. It will expand out, outside of your body, growing up and out. As it expands, it will encompass your torso, your legs, your arms, your head. Fed by source, held in place with the gravity of the planet, with your physical body, this light grows out and out and out until it is 13 feet above you, below you, and outside of you. Imagine that your guides know exactly how big to make this beautiful blue light. As you feel the frequencies of this light, imagine that you are clearing and releasing, and imagine that release protocol is assisting you, grabbing all of those things you release and taking them away, healing and sealing their entrances and exits. You are receiving gifts in the form of nurturing, strength, awareness. The blue energy is creating the feeling of safety, nourishment. This blue light will continue to protect and hold you. But focus again on your solar plexus. There is another light being given to you. As this light begins to form, imagine a beautiful pink color. This color is strong but soft. It is also fed by source, held by Gaia and Earth. Imagine that this light, nurtured and fed by the divine, begins to grow and expand. As it expands, it moves down and up and out until it encompasses your entire physical body. This light moves out and out, fed and nurtured and held by the divine. In every direction, it moves out until it is outside of you, 10 feet in every direction, above you, below you, and around you. Just inside the beautiful blue light is now a soft pink. You are held and balanced within a masculine and feminine energy. You are being nurtured and balanced and healed in this very moment. Ask your guides, the divinity within you, to assist you in balancing in all ways appropriate for your own system, for your chakra system, for your physical system. Ask for balance and healing for your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. You do not need details or direction. Trust that your higher mind, your oversoul, your higher self will take the reins on this healing and direct all the energy in the most peaceful, easy, and comfortable way to assist you in your fullest alignment with light. Breathe in. And as you exhale, you will continue to release. Imagine the divine masculine and feminine balance moving through your spine, your neck, your head. Imagine it feathering out all around you, clearing the energy that might be your wings. Imagine this balance moving through your lower torso and down your legs. Imagine that it continues moving as it comes out of your feet into the ground, and that it quickly connects with the core of our planet, Earth. Imagine that you emanate balance, shining out like a great star. And as you continue to balance and heal with the help of your guides, focus on the solar plexus once more. You will sense another light forming, and this light will be even brighter than the blue or the pink. This light, in its most beautiful form, is pure Christ consciousness light. It is the pure essence of white. But you realize you can see through it. It dances with the purity and clarity that surprises you. It is more beautiful than you remember. This light, fed by Source, fed by the I Am Presence, the Divine, and fed by the divinity within our planet, is very strong. And as it grows within you, you realize that it is the same as you. That this beautiful light that you witness is actually your divine essence. Imagine that it grows within you and begins to shine out, brighter than you can imagine. You can sense movement in it, a dance of energy, pure, effervescent, moving light. You might see slight spectrums, little bits of color. Imagine that this light transmutes all negativity, transmutes pain, worry, frustration. As it grows, it moves slowly up into your chest and your shoulders, down into your legs and knees. It expands up and up until it encompasses your entire body and down just beyond your feet. Imagine that this beautiful white light extends up, down, and around you, 7 feet in every direction. Ask your guides to adjust this light to be the most appropriate frequency for you, to be the most appropriate distance in every direction. As you continue to experience the balance of the masculine blue energy, the feminine pink energy, and the divine I am presence within the white effervescent light, maintain your communication with your guides, asking them to adjust all frequencies for your comfort, your peace, and your creativity. Ask them to help you know what is best for you in your daily judgment. Remind yourself that all prayers are answered and that you are patient as you wait for their answers. Remind yourself that your prayers are answered in original ways, not in the ways that you create. Remind yourself that as the divine brings answers to you, you are open and aware, that you are conscious, accepting, that you are in surrender, willing to release the mind's ideas and embrace your soul and the consciousness of your high self for your outworkings on this planet. And as you embrace these thoughts and your frequency elevates, at the same time, allow your guides to ground you, connecting deeply with the core of the planet. Imagine yourself once again in a vast pillar of light, shining out in all your colors and all your glory. And as Gaia and the Earth nurture you, you give back. You give back your position as a human. You give back your service as a warrior of light. You give back your gratitude. You offer in service your very special vision, the way you see things, the way you love. Imagine the giving and receiving moving about in this vast pillar of light. Imagine that everything you need is present around you and arrives to you in the most appropriate timing. Imagine that every gift that is given to you, you are able to receive it. All resistance and blocks are diminishing. Your subconscious mind is filling with light, and old memories are bubbling out, being healed in the divine light that is expanding within you. Imagine that your wants and needs and desires are adjusting, changing, morphing into the most appropriate, prioritized vision. Imagine that this vision is held at your high self level and that you are released of any worry, trying to organize, trying to create. Imagine that your mind recognizes that your creative abilities are innate and that they expand within you constantly. Imagine balance. Balance with the communication between your chakras and your organs. A rhythm, a song within you. Your own signature toning. Imagine the beauty of your song, the emanation coming out in every direction, forward, from your back, sides, up and down. Imagine that as you shine your light out in frequency, in vibration, in tone, that everything around you is peaceful. Imagine that a flower from a seed grows, blooms, withers, reseeds, grows, blooms, withers, reseeds. Imagine that these seeds are your words and your deeds out in the world. Imagine they are all beautiful. That your efforts come to fruition, guided by the divine, blooming, withering, and receding. Imagine your peace, the peace that you have within yourself, your patience, your understanding. Imagine the happiness that you can feel in this moment, expanding fully into your now healed physical body. Each healing bringing a bubbling joy within you. Imagine that this bubbling joy is contagious. It's contagious not only for you, you feel it physically, then emotionally, then mentally, then spiritually. You feel it through your solar plexus, down into your abdomen, down into your legs, up through your torso, down your arms, into your head. Imagine that throughout the day, you remember the healing of this morning and you share it with others, not with intention, but with energy. As a flower seeds, imagine that your pace and your rhythm are perfect, guided by the divine, guided by your high self. You move about perfectly on this planet. Imagine that your community and all those that you come in contact with fall into a rhythm. That this rhythm creates a chain reaction that brings each person to the appropriate place at the exact perfect time. Imagine that your health, your prosperity, your friendships, your communications all fall into a rhythm that is divine, balanced, pure. Imagine that your integrity is perfect. Imagine that your integrity is strong at times and lenient at times, without judgment. Imagine that you find balance within yourself for all the things that you want to be. Imagine that you are forgiving, first to yourself, then to others. Imagine that your regrets become foundation blocks for a beautiful high-rise that connects you with the divine. That each one is very important for your education, for your coordination, and your movements on this planet. Imagine that the structure of this high rise, very delicate, very exact, is perfect. Imagine yourself as this high rise swaying in the wind, moving gently with the currents of the divine. Imagine this building turning to light, nurturing and blessing, blowing a kiss to someone that is pure energy of delight. Breathe into all that you are in this moment. Remind your physical mind, I will remember this moment. I will remember this moment when I need to release anger or discontent or disregard. I will remember this moment to call my guides forth for healing, for balance. I will remember this moment to transmute fear, worry, and frustration. Take a moment now to make any request you would like to make in your communications with your guides. You may choose to say them quietly or to write them down, or if you like, speak them aloud. Imagine now that all your requests are written down on an imaginary piece of paper. Pretend that you put this piece of paper into an envelope. Pretend that you put this envelope into a suitcase. Lock the suitcase. And then, with your imaginary hand, reach up as far as you can. And as you reach up, you will see that your high self is reaching down to take this sacred suitcase and take it up to the divine. Imagine that the frequencies around your wants, needs, and desires are now with Source, and you can surrender. You can surrender all of the ways that you think your prayers will be answered. You can surrender the prayers themselves. Imagine the relief of surrender. You may practice writing your thoughts on an ethereal piece of paper, putting them in an envelope, locking them in a suitcase, and giving them to the divine. As you practice this, give yourself 5, maybe 10 minutes. And then give yourself at least twice as much time to express your gratitude. We offer our gratitude in this moment for the beautiful blue light that surrounds us. We are grateful for the pink light that surrounds us. We offer our gratitude for the white light that emits from within us, reminding us of the divinity that we are. We are grateful for the nurturing support of Gaia and our planet. We are grateful for our connection to our high selves and the divine. We expand our gratitude out with love. and every direction. We are grateful for the physical health we feel in our bodies, the balance of our organs and chakras. We are grateful for all energy centers known and unknown to us within our physical being. We are grateful for the healing forces that flow out of us. We are grateful for the ways that we consciously and unconsciously bless and heal our brothers and sisters on this planet. We are grateful for our awareness of the divinity within, how we walk together on this planet in our third dimensional chosen incarnation, and how we connect to the ethereals, the higher dimensions, and the divine. We are grateful for each teaching experience that we create and learn from. We are grateful for our surrender, our ability to forgive. We are grateful for the ability to make assessments and judgments when necessary, and the ability to release our assessments and judgments when appropriate. We are grateful for waking every morning and for sleeping every night. We are grateful for the divine intake of breath and the exhalation, releasing. We are grateful for the alignment of our spines and the magical way that our bodies move. We are grateful for the transportation provided to us on this planet so that we may visit and see and expand and learn. We are grateful for community, interaction. We are grateful for support through our friends and families. We are grateful for the way that we accept and forgive with our friends and families. We are grateful for all of the messages that come through the many, many messengers that we are interacting with in our lives. We are grateful for our beloveds, our friends and families, our pets, and the animal kingdom. We are grateful for the first dimensional beings, our rocks and crystals, our minerals. We are grateful for our guides, the ascended masters, the archangels. We are grateful for the many forms of divinity that work with us. We are grateful for our acceptance to the exchanges and interactions that happen within our ethereal hierarchies through divine light. We are grateful for the abundance in our lives, for the nurturing and blessings that we receive through food, any medicines that we choose to take, vitamins, minerals. We are grateful for the healing we receive each day. We are grateful for our homes and properties in any way that we choose to experience them, small or large, owned or rented. We are grateful for the experience of shelter. We are grateful for time and space and dimension as we have chosen to incarnate here on planet Earth. We are grateful for Earth, for Gaia, for all the beauty that surrounds us. We are grateful for mountains, water, oceans, lakes, creeks, rivers. We are grateful for the beautiful plants, flowers, trees. We are grateful that we can remember gratitude throughout our days, even in challenging moments. We are grateful that our guides, guardian angels, and all appropriate beings of light assist us in each moment. We are grateful for the ability to rein in our thoughts, to pull them in and restructure them so that they are peaceful, in alignment with our highest and best good. We are grateful for the education that our lives have brought each one of us. And we are grateful for the access to that knowledge. We are grateful for our access to the Akashic Records as appropriate for each individual person at the appropriate time. In our gratitude now, we are throwing open every window and door in our own very tall building, and we are opening ourselves to receive divine light. Imagine your beautiful high-rise now with every window and door open as you are protected in beautiful white light surrounded by pink, surrounded by blue. Imagine that only things that need to release, release. And only things that are coming to you through divine channels are coming in. Imagine that in your gratitude, you have just created a great vortex. Giving, receiving, giving, receiving. Gratitude, healing, gratitude, healing. Remind yourself to see this rhythm, very much like an infinity sign, rolling around, like a great figure eight. Imagine that you simply release all of this to your guides, that they will assist you in the rhythm, in the balance, and that you bring yourself back to your physical body. And some of your windows close and some stay open, but you stay surrounded with light. You surrender the entire image to your guides for safekeeping. Imagine the relief and joy you feel that you don't have to worry about how to create balance there. It is created. It is a project you have completed. You will revisit it. You will go back. You will see it again. You will experience it again. But for now, you can rest, you can be at peace, because there is a divinity within you that will balance all ethereal fields in this moment. And now you can come back to the third dimension and live your chosen incarnation, your life with your name, with your family, your physical being. Imagine that all of the frequencies you just visited are just above you, still dancing and holding light. Imagine yourself still held within the divine white, pink, and blue lights. Imagine that your high rise becomes a vision that becomes small, that you tuck into a sacred place to expand later. Become small, small ball of light that you hold at the high self level, protected and nurtured. Imagine that you release your guides back to their realms of choice, surrendering the extra help that you called in today, but always maintaining consciousness that they are there for you. Bring your heart, mind, soul, and spirit back to your physical body with all the memories and awareness that you need. Imagine that you ground once more, sending energy down through your body, through your feet, down into the earth, connecting with the core of the earth and Gaia. Imagine now that you have new faculties, new awarenesses, that you have released things that don't serve you anymore. Let the awareness move through your subconscious mind, feeling safe and nurtured and healed. Sense the light around you, your vast pillar of light connected to source, the grounding cord connected to the core. And as you do this, allow yourself to breathe in. And as you do, exhale. And as you exhale, pull the white light in to your solar plexus. Pull the pink light in to your solar plexus and the blue light. Tell your guides that you are releasing the elevated frequencies, but not the ideas of protection. That you intend to stay protected through all time, space, and dimension, protected by beautiful masculine light, protected by Archangel Michael and all the archangels. In balance with the beautiful pink light, working with the divine feminine, Mother Mary, and balancing with the divinity within yourself, bringing the divine masculine and feminine within you in balance. As your frequency comes back down to the level that you choose to live at, which may be a bit higher than you started, remind your guides that you gratefully accept their help in all situations. Remind yourself that you are able to manage taking a moment of thinking and connecting with the divine to make decisions during your lifetime. As you adjust, moving back down to your third dimensional frequencies, imagine that somewhere in the ethers, all of your blessings and gratitude have created something. Something that's searching to get back to you with a blessing, healing, story to help you release. Imagine that all of these things will find their way to you at the exact perfect moment, at the exact perfect time. We are going to begin our release. Once again, grounding back to the physical body, we ask that our guides assist us in disconnecting from our oversouls, the Akashic records, and each other if necessary. We maintain our connection with the divine, but we bring ourselves, heart, mind, soul, and spirit, back to the physical level, our chosen incarnation. We are so grateful for these moments, this expanse in time, this communication. We ask that each person on this call, each person that listens to this meditation, be blessed through divine channels for anything that they wish to receive or heal or be. As we offer ourselves in service, we maintain our pillars of light, our vertical energy. We ask that our guides come forth to assist us in further blessing and clearing our homes and properties, all of our belongings, including the beautiful crystals and rocks that we play with. We ask that all that we hold sacred, our pets, our beloveds, our family members, that they also be blessed through divine channels, through their own connection to the divine. We ask that Archangel Michael assist us with cutting all cords around us, above us, and below us that are appropriate to release or retract. In this great balance and healing, we offer our gratitude to all of the beings of light present, to all those that have helped us, to all those that have journeyed together. We release the sacred space around each person, bringing ourselves whole and conscious, clean, awake, and aware back to our physical beings. And with great gratitude, we close this meditation. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. So take a deep breath. You may continue your journey if you like. You may be grounded enough to come back. If you continue, please remember to disconnect and ground yourself. Thank you all once again for participating on this call. Your energy helps create this meditation. I hope you all enjoyed it. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.